It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome back into another edition of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name's Eric Meisner, back with you again here on Classic Rock Quick 100.1 and U.S. Country 1360 993 KMRN, wherever you happen to be listening to Pet of the Week, as well as online at northwestmoinfo.com. Taking time out to join us once again at her busy schedule, it's the humane educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. Jenny Lockwood is back to join us once again here on Pet of the Week this week. Jenny, thank you so much for taking time again out of your busy schedule to join us and for bringing by, I think, a record number of four-legged friends for this week's Pet of the Week in Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Like we've talked about, kitten season was upon us, and we've still got lots of kittens, but now they're just a little bit older. So Huey, Dewey, and Louie are three male brothers that came in as strays. They're all orange tabbies, very handsome little fellows. And they're probably about 4 or 5 months old now, still really playful, really sweet. Louie is a little more outgoing than the other two, but they're all very sweet kitties, and they're now just looking for forever homes.
Jenny, as we've talked about in previous episodes of Pet of the Week, a lot of times the cats that you guys get on hand, come in as strays. Huey, Dewey, and Louie sounds like was a similar situation to them. How did you see the brothers kind of adopt and just kind of adjust in your care once you guys got them in?
Yeah, so they've actually been in our lobby area. We've got like a tall cat cage in the lobby. So people, they're getting a lot of human interaction, and they're just loving it. You can tell that somebody definitely helped to rear these guys up to this point. They had a lot of human interaction before they did come to us. So they're really pretty people friendly, pretty playful. I think, they really do good in just about any home. They don't necessarily need to all go together, but kittens do acclimate pretty well to, different environments. So I think they would do good in just about any home.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was going to be my next question I asked you, and I think you were kind of pretty much answering it there, but it sounds like a variety of home situations and a variety of possibilities for these guys for their next forever home is on the table here.
Yeah, I think so. They've got this like kind of perfect little blend of sweet and playful. So some of the kittens that we've had out there, they are just really playful and climbing all over the cage. These guys they're definitely playful, but they're not, I don't think they don't have an overabundance of energy. So I think that they would really do good just about anywhere.
Jenny, if our listeners wanted to find out more information about Huey, Dewey, and Louie, or possibly schedule a visit, what would be the next steps to take? Is there a phone number they can call or a website to visit?
The website is petforyou.com. It's PETFOU.com. And then any questions you may have that we can answer over the phone, our line is 816-271-4877, and we can answer any questions that way.
Well, that's Jenny Lockwood, the humane educator at St. Joseph Animal Control and Rescue. Jenny, as always, we appreciate you taking time out to talk with us here on Pet of the Week, and hopefully with all your hard work that you put in today, we can help find Huey, Dewey, and Louie their next forever home.
Hey, Eric, thank you. Yeah, we always appreciate you guys putting the word out for us.
Thank you so much, Jenny. And I forgot to say something, but you can also find out more about Huey, Dewey, and Louie on our website under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com. That's our Pet of the Week broadcast here on Regional Radio.